It says Daf is Daf Pei Vav. So we got to the end of Pei Hemi Beis, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins as follows. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael Mu'uresis L'Kohen Mu'beres. If a Bas Yisrael is engaged to a Kohen, that's case one, L'Kohen. So we know when a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma, but here she's only engaged. Or Mu'beres Mikohen, or she's pregnant from a Kohen, or she and her husband had died. Or Shomer's Yavam L'Kohen, or she's waiting for the Yavam Kohen to do, to perform Yibam. Or V'chein Bas Kohen or Bas Kohen, who normally could eat Truma, but now she's engaged to Yisrael, so she's kind of in a limbo state. All these scenarios where it's not one or the other, she's in a limbo state, or Eirson's in the middle somewhere, Lo Socha but Truma, she can't eat Truma, even though she comes from the house of a Kohen, and even though she's marrying into a Kohen, until something complete, actually that ruins everything. And Rashi says that in the Mishnah, Lo Socha but Truma, Kitetam B'Perek Almana, and Daf Samach Zayin, we learned this, that Ha'uber, they disqualify a Bas Kohen from eating, and they don't allow someone marrying into Kuna to eat either. That's the first klal of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says that a Bas Yisrael mu'reses l'levi, or mu'beres me'levi, or shemeres yavam l'levi, and the flip side, v'chein a Bas Levi, one who comes from the house of a Levi, l'Yisrael. Well, the scenario is also lo socha b'maiser. They can't eat maiser either. Maiser rishon is reserved only for levim. So this also disqualifies and does not allow a basel to eat in the house of a levi either. A bas levi mu'reses l'kohen. If she's engaged, she comes from the house of a levi and she's engaged to a kohen, or mu'beres mikohen, or bas levi is mu'beres mikohen, or bas levi is shomeres yavam l'kohen, or flip side, v'chein bas kohen l'levi. There's some type of a marriage between a kohen and a levi. Here as well, lo socha b'truma, lo b'maisis. This is the Mishnah. So we have to have a full marriage for things to work, but Erisin ruined everything on both ends. So the Gemara asks the question, v'tehei zara, zara milo achav b'maisir? So what? In terms of the second part of the Mishnah, it's talking about the one who's marrying a levi, so mu'res is a levi, why can't they eat? A non-levi is actually allowed to eat maisir rishon. Truma, I understand, truma is only chayiv, only mutter to a kohen. And a czar is not allowed to eat truma. But Meiser Rishon, a non-Levi, could have it. So just when Yisrael is Mu'res L'Levi, let her eat the Meiser. What's wrong with the czar eating a Meiser Rishon? So the Gemara says, Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel Hamani, who is the author of our mission, it must be Rebbe Meirhi. Amr Meiser Rishon Asur L'Zarm. Even though we typically assume that Meiser Rishon is mutter to a czar, mutter to a non-Kohen, non-Levi, Rebbe Meir is a Das Yachad who holds it's Asur to a non-Levi, and for that reason, a Mu'res is a Levi, a Mu'beres a Levi, or Shemeres Yavam a Levi, all them may not eat Ma'aser Rishon. Ditani, the Braisa says, going on to Daf Pei Vav now, the Braisa says, Truma l'Kohen, u'Ma'aser Rishon l'Levi, divrei Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir lumps together Truma, just like Truma's usher to a non-Kohen, it's only exclusively mutter to a Kohen, so to Ma'aser Rishon, it's only mutter to a Levi, and it's usher to a non-Levi. That's the understanding of Rabbi Meir. The fact that he lumps them together, we'll see how he knows this, but that's the Braisa. And in contrast to Shita's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Matira l'Kohen, he permits a Kohen to Ma'aser Rishon. So Gemara says, wait a second. Matira, he permits a Mechlal de'ikaman d'usher. Who would aser a Kohen from eating Ma'aser Rishon? Everyone agrees a Kohen could certainly eat Ma'aser Rishon. He's Bechlal Shevet Levi. So Ella Ema knows Na'af L'Kohen. He says, you give it to the Kohen. In other words, there's a heter for Kohen to eat it. But not only is there a heter, Rebbe Elazar says, we actually go ahead and we give it to him. We proactively would give to a Kohen as well. That's the understanding of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, as opposed to Ma'aser Rishon, according to Rebbe Meir rather, where we only give it to the Levi, but there's a heter for Kohen. Rebbe Elazar says, no, actually we would give it to the Kohen just as well. Now Tosa just points out in terms of who's Rebbe Elazar, Tosas writes that Rabbi Elazar Matir Lakarin Lo Garsin Ben Azariah. Even though Agmar says it's Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, it can't be Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, he says, because the Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Kadim Tuvah L'Rabbi Meir. He lived much earlier than Rabbi Meir. With the Kaman Bibraisa, the Rabbi Kiva, Garis Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, who Bar Pluksa, but not, he's not a Bar Pluksa of Rabbi Meir. Fine. So now the Gemara says,
now Mishnah, we had Bas Levi to Kohen. Wouldn't she get the Meiser in both cases?
Yeah, we'll address that case. Right now, we're talking about just the first case of just a Yisrael to a Bas, or Bas Levi, right? Yisrael to a Levi, a Bas Levi to Yisrael, or Levi to, yeah, exactly. So now the Gemara wants to know, what is this machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar? So the Gemara says four lines down on Pei Vav here. My time at the Rabbi Meir, what was the reason of Rabbi Meir where he says it's usher to a non-Levi to eat Ma'aser Rishon? So Amr of Acha Bred de Rabba, Mishrei de Gemara. Ki es masa b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu la Hashem, Truma. So the same pasuk we couple together, Meiser, with truma. So what's the drasha? Ma truma asur lezarim af ma'aser rishon asur lezarim. Just like a truma cannot be eaten by a non-kohen, so the ma'aser rishon may not be eaten by a non-kohen. So the Gemara said, okay, if that's the case, let's take it one step further. Ima truma chayav malav misa v'chomish. One who eats truma, a non-kohen who eats it, has to pay the his chay misa, and he pays a penalty of a chomish. So af ma'aser rishon, one should say ma'aser chayav malav misa v'chomish. So Amar Kras of Ramey says, you're right, that true, it should make sense, but we have a pasuk that excludes Ma'aser Rishon both from Misa and Chomesh. What are the psukim? Umesu bo, ki chalu, v'yosef chamisha so, alav bo v'lo Ma'aser, alav v'lo al Ma'aser. So we have two psukim that exclude Ma'aser Rishon from both Misa and Chomesh. But either way, we see this Gezeres HaKasev, that Chuma and Maiser are lumped together, that there is an Isser to Zar eating Maiser. So now, Rabbanan, what do they do with the Pasuk? If they say a non-Levi may eat Maiser, we don't give it to him, but he's allowed to eat it, there is no Isser. So what did the Rabbanan do? In other words, what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what does he do with the Pasuk of Chuma and Maiser lumped together? Rabbanan, who again is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or Rabbi Elazar rather, Ma Chuma Toveles Af Ma'aser Rishon Nami Tovel. What that means is, I'll say this out, and then we'll look at Rashi, that if a person eats truma before it was separated, in other words, you have tevel. When you collect the fruit before you separate a truma, that's called tevel. And one who eats tevel is chayiv misa. So to one who eats ma'aser, that's not tevel, that rather still is tevel, that you weren't mafrish ma'aser, tevel of Ma'aser Rishon is chayiv misa as well. That's the din. Meaning, even though Ma'aser Rishon, if a zar eats it, he's not chayiv misa, but if the Ma'aser is still in the pile, and there's an Isser Tevel because the Ma'aser Rishon hasn't been separated, there's a Chiyav Misa there as well. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Ma Chuma Tovelas Shekolzman Shlo Hufreshu. So long as you haven't separated the Chuma from this pile, it's called Tevel. And one who eats this Tevel is Chay Misa, Al Achilas Al Shotevel, Da Misa Ksibbe. It's called Misa. It says Misa by eating Chuma. So just like if I were to eat Chuma separately from Chay Misa, so too in the Chuma is still in the pile, once Chay Misa also because of Tevel. So too, says Rashi, Af Ma'aser Rishon Tovel, V'yafagav Dibididei, even though if one eats Ma'aser Rishon independently, like a Misa, there's no Chi Misa for a Zar to eat Ma'aser, but Chayav Misa Al Tevel, if it's in the pile, and one hasn't separated, one would be Chay Misa, Shol Hufru Shmaiser Rishon Mimenu. So that's the understanding of Rashi. Now there's a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here, why one's Chay Misa for eating Tevel that Chuma hasn't been separated. Rashi said because Chuma is still in the pile, you didn't separate the Chuma yet. So he has a hard time explaining why the Ma'aser Rishon would be Aser, because Ma'aser Rishon, if I eat it as a Zar, I'm a Chayiv. If I eat it in the Tevel, it is Chayiv, so Rashi doesn't really explain. Tosfos gives a whole nother pshat, why one is Chayiv for eating Tevel, that Chuma hasn't been separated. Look at Tosfos, Dimaschum Matchuma. He quotes Rashi, and then he rejects this, and then he quotes the Perish Rivan, the last few lines, the Darshinim Aperakan Yisrafim Sanhedrin, V'lo Yichalu Eskotchu B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yarimu Basidim Mitchuma. There's a pasuk that says chilo by chuma and chilo chilo v'gzeres kasev v'gzeres shava. That tells me that there's a chiyav misa by chilo, one who's mechal chuma, one who eats chuma, and by extension ma'aser as well. What's the significance? The significance is there's a big machlokas rishonim, and Rav Yosef Engel talks about this based on this Rashi Tosfos and many other rishonim as well. That do we say when I'm mafresh chuma, am I revealing there's a hidden chuma in this tevel? I'm just trying to expose where it is, or no, chuma doesn't exist. The iser tevel means I've got a chiv to separate, but chuma doesn't exist there. When I separate chuma, I'm creating chuma. I'm not revealing the chuma. I'm creating the chuma. So Rashi seems to indicate that the chuma is embedded somewhere, enveloped in that tevel, and that's why it's chay misa. I'm revealing the chuma. And Tosfos says there's no chuma here. I'm creating chuma. Why am I chay for eating tevel? That's because there's a different pasuk that tells me that tevel's chay misa, but not because there's chuma here. There's no chuma. Chuma doesn't exist until I create chuma. So that's machlokas, whether you create chuma from tevel or you reveal your megala chuma that's somewhere within the tevel. Back inside the Gemara.
Is it better if he already gave some of the Ma'aser Rishon first to Levi and then he can eat it, or is it
no difference? Yeah. If you assume there's a chiv to give, but there's no iser for someone else to eat it, according to this understanding of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So now the Gemara says as follows: we just quoted the Shita of Rabbanim that said again, Ma'aser Chuma Tovelos Af Ma'aser Rishon Nami Tovel. Uchidatani. This Bryce supports that there's a chiyah misa for one who eats tevel, even though truma has been taken. There's still an isra chiyah misa for eating tevel if maisha hasn't been taken. Uchidatani Rabbi Yosi Omer Yachol liyachayiv misa aladin. One might think you're only chayiv misa ella al tevel shelo hurim mimenu kol ikar, only if nothing was separated, meaning truma wasn't separated from it. But hurim mimenu truma gadola. Let's say you separated truma gadola. You separated. You gave it to the kohen. Maybe even below hurim mimenu maaser rishon. But you didn't separate maaser rishon yet. Or let's say you separated maaser rishon below maaser sheni. You didn't remove maaser sheni from it yet. V'yafil maaser ani minay. And even if I didn't separate maaser ani, how do I know if it's missing any of these hafrashas? One's chay misa minayin. Tamilomer says in the pasuk lo sochal lo suchal lechol b'sharecha. You can't eat in your gate. Ula halon omer. That second pasuk is clear in the context of Maaser Ani. So to this pasuk of Lo Suchal, this Iser, Af Sharecha, Hamur Khan is also Maaser Ani, and we still, yet still, even though it's Maaser Ani, Amrachmana Lo Suchal, you can't eat it. Fine, so that's the price of Rabbi Yosi. So now the Gemara asks this question implicitly. So why do we do two pasukim? We brought a pasuk above, that we brought a source, that Chuma's Tovelos, which means Chai Misa of eating Tovel, Tevel, Chuma, and also Chai Misa of Maaser Rishon, that's Tevel, based on the Pasuk of Kies Maaser B'nei Yisrael, Asherim L'Hashem Chuma. But now we bring a different Pasuk from Rabbi Yosi, Lo Suchal Lechol B'Sharecha, same idea, just two different Pasuk, and why two different Pasuk? So Gemara explains, Imi Hosmab, we only had that Pasuk of Lo Suchal, I would have thought, Havamina, there's only a Lav, because it says Lo Suchal. How do I know there's even a chiyah misa? Aval misa lo. Kamashlon, you need both psukim to tell me that from the earlier pasuk, that you're chiyah misa from Chuma, and we extend that to all the other hafrashas as well. Lishna achrina, a different twist of how to explain why I need two psukim here. Maisa rishon the tavel mid Rabbi Yosi. Now, I learned maisa rishon that one hasn't separated chiyah misa from Rabbi Yosi, but had we only had that, I would have thought, ima hahi avamina lalava, aval misa lo. Kamashlon, there's just two different ways to say it. They need both those sources of lo suchal and the connection of Maisa to Truma to teach me that you're a Chia Chai Misa for one who eats Tevel, even if it doesn't have Maisa Rishon separated from it. So now the Gemara says back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah we established was the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who felt that the Zar may not eat Maisa Rishon, and for that reason a Yisrael, who's only engaged and who rests as the Levi, cannot eat Maiser. So B'mayo Kimta B'Krei Meir. Ema Seifa. The Seifa, which is what Pini's question was, Bas Levi Mureses L'Kohen, or Bas Kohen Levi lo sochal lo b'chuma lo b'maiser. So I understand why they can't eat chuma in this case, because a Bas Levi who's marrying a Kohen is only engaged, she's not yet a Kohenes yet. But let her eat at least Maiser, because either she comes from the house of Levi, or she's going into the house of a Kohen, either way, she should be able to eat Maiser, so why not? So Gemara says, Ha'cha b'may Zarezika, what is the Zarezika? She's a Bas Levi and she's married to a Kohen, so let her eat Maiser. So Amar of Sheshes, my eno achelas, dekatani, eno nosenes rishus litrum. So a whole other din, you're right. Even though the Mishnah says Einho Cheles Maaser, she actually can eat Maaser Rishon. She's allowed to. She's a Bas Levi. She's married a Kohen. No matter how you slice it, she's able to eat Maaser Rishon. So how come we say that what does mean Einho Cheles? Einho Noses Rishus L'Trum. She's not allowed to do Chuma on behalf of her husband. The halach is only the owner of the Chuma of the field could do Chuma, not anyone else, unless he appoints a Shliach. If he's married, then a Nesua can do Chuma, separate Chuma, but one who's only an Arusa may not do separate Chuma. So even though the Mishnah doesn't sound that way, that's how the Gemara understands it. Eino Chaz means Eino Nosenes Rishus Litrom. Since she's only a Mureses, she may not do Chuma on behalf of her husband. So Gemara infers from this Mechlal, does that imply the Nesua Nosenes Rishus? If she were to be married, she can separate Chuma on behalf of her husband. Is that allowed? It is. Vatani, I'll bring you a raya. This is Benichusa as a support. The Brisa says, Vachaltim also b'chol makom atem uveisechem, which is referring to a bais, which is a wife, that you and your wife could eat. So limit al nesu abasizel shon esenes rishus l'trum. This tells me that a basizel who's married to Kohen may do chuma. Why? It doesn't talk about separating chuma. It talks about eating. Vachaltim, eating chuma. So what's going on here? Atom erishus l'trum. You think this pasuk is a support that she may separate chuma on behalf of her husband. Oh, Eino Ella, maybe it's only Lechol that she's allowed to eat Chuma. Maybe that's the Chiddush here. Gemara says, can't be. The Pasuk can't be taken literally. It's talking about eating. Why not? Because it says in the Pasuk about eating Chuma's Maiser. Not Chuma, but Chuma's Maiser. So Gemara says that Amish Chuma Chamura, Chuma Chamura, which we know from a different Pasuk, that certainly a Yisraelis, a Bas Yisrael, who marries a Kohen may eat Chuma. So Chelas, Maiser Hakal, to tell me that a Maiser Hakal, which is Chumas Maiser, which is a lower level, you have to tell me the possibility she could eat it. Lakol Shikin, of course she could eat Chumas Maiser. If she could eat Chuma, Vada she could eat Trumas Meiser. So we can't take this pasuk literally that Chiddush v'achaltem also b'chol makom atem uveischem ki Trumas Meiser. That's obvious. Ella, what's it telling me? It's a drasha. Ella limate al nusua bas Yisrael shona senes reshus latrum, that the wife of a bas kohen or wife of whomever could separate. You could give she could give chuma as well as a shliach of the husband. That's the chiddush from this pasuk. Fine. So that's what the pasuk means. The Mishnah says that eino nocheles means eino senes reshus latrum. So now the Gemara says a different explanation. What does it mean eino nocheles in the Mishnah? Mar brei d'rav rabbana amar no. Lomar she'ein cholkin la meiser bebeis agronos. When the Mishnah says we don't give her to eat meiser rishon, of course we could give her to eat meiser rishon, but we don't give her a separate meiser rishon when she's by herself in the threshing field. If she's out in the field and a person wants to give meiser rishon, they say, oh, you're a bas levi, you're engaged to Cohen, here's the meiser rishon. Although technically she's allowed to, we don't allow the farmer to give it to her if it's there's certain yichidis. If there's a yichid going on there, they're by themselves, don't give her in the base granos, give her elsewhere. Why is that? So Gemara says, Hanichaman, this all makes sense. It's mistaber, mishim yichud. If there's a concern of yichud, so she's a married woman, now she's engaged, you should not be by yourself with her in the field. Don't give her a base granos. When you go to the city, you give her there. But Ella, the one who holds, midatman damar mishim grusha. The reason why we don't want to give any woman when she's by herself, we want her husband to be there, because maybe she's divorced. And maybe she's no longer allowed to have Meiser, Truma anymore, so we have to be concerned. So don't give him the base Gaz means because of Chashash Truma. So Chashash Grusha, rather. Gemara says, wait, Grusha, Baslevi, Milo, Achab, Meiser. But in this case, where she's a Baslevi, so even though she might be divorced to her husband who's a Kohen, but she goes back to her father's house, she's a Baslevi. So no matter how it works out, she's going to eat Meiser. So this woman, Ishitaka, be able to give her the Meiser Rishon in the base Gaz if the concern is because she might be divorced and you're not aware of it, and she can't eat the Chumar Meiser anymore. So in this case, there's no Chashash because she's a Baslevi anyways. So Gemara says, no, according to Yisvara, Grusha, Bas Kohen, Milo, Achla, Betruma. So let's say you have a woman who's a Bas Kohen, and she's married to Kohen. So what we say there, don't give her Truma either, but basically, else, why not? Either she's married to Kohen, and if she's divorced, she can eat Truma as well, because she comes from the house of a Kuna. So why don't we say there's a heter to give a Bas Kohen as well in the base granos? Gemara says, you're right. Even though you're allowed to really give a Bas Levi who's marrying a Levi, or allowed to give a Bas Kohen marrying a Kohen, you would be allowed to theoretically, but there's a chashash, we made a gzeir mishim grusha Bas Yisrael. Because we allow you to give a Bas Levi or Bas Kohen, Truma or Meiser respectively, in the base granos, you might give a Bas Yisrael also Truma Meiser in the base granos, and you may not know that she's actually divorced at this point, and she can't eat Truma, and she can't eat Meiser anymore, so there goes her never to give any woman who's by herself in the base granos, unless her husband is with her. So there are two reasons, either because of Yichud, or because of the base granos, or because of the Grusha. So that's pshat, when it says, Eino no senes lo lechol, the Meiser, it's talking about in the base granos in particular, but in the city, when she's with her husband, then Eino Chanam, you'd be able to give it to her. So Gemara says, Ihach, if that's the case, why dafka does Amisha specify a case of Erusin, the same exact chashash shemi be, not only if the woman's in Arusa to a Kohen or a Levi, but even if she's Nisuin. My area of Muresas, Afilu Nisunami, the same concern should be here as well. Then Gemara says, you're right, in a Chanami, but I did the Tanya Resha Muresas, just because the Mishnah in the beginning spoke about Muresas, it wanted to be consistent to teach the Sefer as well, Tanya Nami Sefer Muresas, but in a Chanami, the same halacha would apply, that even a woman who's a Nisuin, who's a Nisuin, would be married, one cannot give her tea, Trumer Meiser, in the base Granos, either because of concerns of Yichud, she's an Eish, she's an Ish, or because of concerns of Mishiv here being a Grusha, and you not being aware. So Gemara now says, last few lines of the Amud here. Tanya Rabbanim. Truma, the Kohen, we know Truma goes to the Kohen. Meiser Rishon LeLevi, that's Divrei Rebbe Akiva now. As opposed to Rebbe Meir, there's Rebbe Akiva saying the same thing. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, as opposed to Rebbe Elazar above, this is Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah that Tosafot referred to earlier. So Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, going on to Amabez now, Lekohen, LeLevi. You only give to a Kohen, and you don't give to a Levi, which is a very strange thing. You don't give to a Levi. Ema af Lekohen, at best it should be also to a Kohen. But certainly the Pasuk says, Meiser Rishon goes to a Levi. So how can you say it goes to a Kohen and not to a Levi? So Gemara says, no, Ema Afla Kohen. It goes also to a Kohen. In other words, while Rebbe Meir holds, Rabbi Kiva holds, the Meiser Rishon only goes to a Levi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds it goes to a Levi plus a Kohen. So my time with Rabbi Kiva, what was the reason Rabbi Kiva? So the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vela HaLevim Tidaber, that you should speak to Levim, Va'amarta Alem, B'Levim, and say to them, and the Pasuk is talking about Meiser Rishon. So this is saying, Dafka Levim, get the Meiser Rishon, not to the Kohanim. So what's the response back? So we see that clearly, Belevim Kabishai Kra, the pasuk is talking about a Levi to the exclusion of a Kohen. The Idach could Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Damar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, be'esim arba makomos, this should be familiar for those who are learning Kachim Kala, the Maseches Tamid, that there are 24 places, be'esim arba makomos nikru kohen levim. There are 24 places where kohenim are called levim, v'ze echamem, this is one of them, av kohenim ha-levim b'nei tzadok, but tzadok was a b'nei levi, he was a kohen rather, but we still call him a levi even though he's a kohen. Why? To tell me that kohen levim are really the same shape, they're the same family, so although the pasuk says af levim, they're really first to kohenim as well. That's the understanding of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So Gemara then says, Rabbi Kiva says back, he says, Hacha, Lamatzis Amrs. I agree in general, there are places where Levim refer to also Kohanim, but this, you couldn't say that. This, the case of Levim, must refer to Dafka Levim, not Kohanim. Why is that the case? Because the Pasuk says, as Rabbi Kiva points out, HaKohanim, Rabbi Kiva, Lahacha, Lamatzis Amrs. The Chzivit says, V'achaltim also, you eat it where? B'chomach, you eat it wherever you want, the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, B'chomachim, right? You eat it wherever you want. Now the problem is, a kohen can't eat wherever he wants. Mishi yachal ochel b'chomakom, he who can eat it wherever he wants, which is who's a levi. Yatz a kohen she'ein yachal ochel b'beis kvaros, but you can't. A kohen can't go to the beis kvaros. It can't fetch it from the cemetery. So therefore, this pasuk clearly excludes a kohen from eating it. Only a levi may eat it according to Rabbi Kiva. V'idach, the other responses from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says no. Koecha debay de lo bay chama. What it means, anywhere you want, you don't need a wall. While certain halachas, certain karbanos require eating within the walls of a Yerushalayim, this does not require to be eaten within the walls. Eat it anywhere you want. Be'nechanam, you shouldn't eat in a base kfaros. V'achalei betumas aguf lo laki. But if you eat in a base kfaros, you eat it if a person's tame, you won't get malchus. Won't get malchus for eating meiser in there. But what it means, b'chomak, even though a kohen can't go there, b'chomakim really means eating it without the need for the walls of Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, hahi ginasa tavi shaka rabbaza ben Azariah. There's a certain field that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who Rashi points out was a Kohen, he was the 10th generation from Ezra, and Ezra was a Kohen. So there's this field that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had taken some Maaser Rishon from, and Azar Bakiva Hadre, he wanted to take Maaser Rishon, and Azar Bakiva Hadre Lepischa Bekivre, Bakiva took the Maaser Rishon and placed it, he lived next door to a cemetery, he placed it next to the doorway to a base kvaros. This way, Rabbi Elazar couldn't get it, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen, and he wanted to prove, you see, I could put it here, and you can't get it. It must be only a Levi could get this. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's response was that, Amar, Akiva ber Tarmilov Anichaye. So he says, Rabbi Akiva, he's a Tarmilo, is like a shepherd, something, whatever you call it, a cane, maybe. He says, you're a shepherd, you're a roa. Rashi points out, he was the shepherd of Kalba Savua. He says, he takes a shepherd, he does what he wants, and I'll still live. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very wealthy. He says, I don't need that Maaser Rishon, I'll do without it. So that was interesting. I'm not sure what the Gemara is doing with this, but that's interesting little maisa to kind of further the tension between the two of them and this debate whether or not a Kohen may eat maisa rishon. So now the Gemara says itmar. So the din is, although we said above that a Kohen is allowed to eat maisa rishon, there's a klal that we have a Masora that Levi was penalized not to have maisa rishon. Ezra made a takana that one can no longer give a maisa rishon to Levi. Why not? What happened? Itmar. Mipnei ma kansu Levim b'maiser. Why were Levim penalized and they were not able to eat Maaser Rishon and we only give it to Kohanim? What happened? So the Gemara explains that pligi ba Rabbi Yonasan v'sabe, one elderly man, and Rabbi Yonasan had a machlokas. Chad Amar, one felt, shlo alu b'mei Ezra. Since Levim remained behind in Babel, they did not return back to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra, so Ezra penalized them, that's why they don't give to Levim anymore. V'chad Amar, no, the reason why is we wanted to give the Kohanim extra food because in situations where they're Tamei and they can't eat Truma, so now they can at least eat Maaser Rishon. So that's why we took it from Levim to give it to the Kohanim because Kohanim have very limited food what they can eat, especially when they're Tamei, so we wanted to give Kohanim more to eat. So Bishma, I understand, says the Gemara Laman, Damar, Shalo, Alu, Mishim, Hachi, Kan, Sinhu. If the Levim did not go back to Babel, which they didn't, I understand that's a good grounds to penalize Levim. In order to give more food and sustenance to Kohanim when they're Tameh, if they can't eat Truma, at least they can eat Maaser Rishon. Mishim Kohanim, Kansinu Levim, why would you penalize Levim? I mean, I get why maybe you could say Kohanim could also eat Maaser Rishon, but to take their rights away from the Levi, that's not fair to Levi. What did they do wrong? So Ella, Gemara says, you're right. Chuliyama, Kansu, Shlo, Alubime Ezra. Really, everyone agrees the grounds for penalizing Levim were because they did not return back to Eretz Yisrael from Bava. So they lost their rights for Maaser Rishon. Now the machlokas here is as follows. Mar Saver Kansa Knasa Le'anim, the Knas, who gets the Knas? Levim don't get the Meiser, who does it go to? So one shot was Knasa Le'anim, the poor people get Meiser Rishon. And Mar Saver Kohanim B'mei Tumasana Anim Ninu. The Kohanim, when they are in the state of Tumah, they have the din of Anim, because they can't eat Tumah anymore, so therefore Kohanim get to eat it. In this case, the Mar, the first opinion felt that only Anim get it, not Kohanim at all. And the second man, Dhammer, felt even Kohanim have certain times, even though they're not Anim, but they can be considered Anim when they're Tumah, so they also have rights to it. And we'll read the parentheses even though we don't, because the parentheses kind of helps with the flow here. Bishma, I understand the man, Dhammer, Knasal Anim, Bishma, Hachi, Ahadri, Rabbi Kiva, Lepitzkel, Be Kivri. So Rabbi Kiva felt that only the Anim get it, not Kohanim. So Rabbi Kiva took the Ma'aser Rishon and brought it to the Beis Kfaros, because Kohanim never had rights to it. The Knas doesn't go to them. Ella, the man damer le Kohanim, the one who gets Kohanim, amai adri le pitzle be kivrei. So why did Rabbi Kiva kind of dangle it over the Beis Kfaros? The Kohanim have rights to it as well, but may tumasan, they're allowed to have it. So that's just kind of fleshing it out a little bit. But Gemara says, no, hachi kamarle. So Rabbi Kiva says to him as follows to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you're calling Bataris Knas Islach, I agree. If it's Bataris Knas, I agree to you that the Kohanim have a certain shaykhus to it. If they're Tameh, then they're Bataris Anim. But if you're coming to me from a different angle, V'ka'asas Bataris Chalukah, if you think that the Kohanim have the rights to it, the fundamental rights to collecting Ma'aser Rishon, Leslach, then you don't have it, I'm not giving it to you, because really I agree think that only Levim have the rights to it on the Torah level. It was only Knas that was instituted later in the times of Ezra, and that was the debate between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, not about the Knas, but more so about from the fundamental understanding of the Kohanim's rights or no rights to Ma'aser Rishon. So now the Gemara finally wants to know, how do we know Minalacha de la Salika b'mei Ezra? How do we know? What's the basis that the Levim actually didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael during the times of Ezra? So the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk in Ezra Perek Ches, Ve'ek b'tseim el hanar haba, the nar habar. Weinberg once spoke about this in Adrasha. It's called hanar haba, the river that comes. El ahava v'nachane sham yavim shlosh. We sat, we encamped by this river for 3 days, Vavino Va'am Va'Kwanim, I kind of understood, I comprehended the nation and the Kwanim. However, I realized, Mibnei Levi, Lo Matzasi Sham, I didn't find any Levim that came with us. So Amr of Chista, Betchila Lo Hayu Ma'amidim Shotim, initially, they did not have any officers, the police officers, Elam and Elevim, only Levim were the initial officers, Shinem Avashotim Elevim Lefnechem, and they point out Ben Yehoyada, because since Levim did not sit in the Cheda Egel, so then they had a certain kina, they trusted, they had this, they fought for Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they were good police officers to defend the Torah. That was initially, they were given the rights to as Shotrim. However, nowadays, Achshav, now the Levim didn't come with us to Eretz Yisrael, Ein Ma'amidim Shotrim Elam Yisrael, we only appoint Yisraelim, Shenemar, V'Shotrim Harabim B'Rashichem, Rashi points out, since Rov, the Pasuk Harabim, the Rov of Am Yisrael is always Bnei Yisrael, not the Kohanim, not Levim. So they were now the newly appointed Shotim. But either way, we see from the Pasuk earlier that Levim did not return back with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we will stop here. Mirta Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.